A letter to Ketchikan's school board signed by all but one elected member of the Ketchikan Indian Community Tribal Council stops short of calling for Ketchikan Superintendent Beth Lowgy to be fired. But the letter's message is clear. Trust has been severed between her and Ketchikan's Alaska Native community. The Tribal Council says it's aware of numerous instances of disrespect towards Alaska Native staff, students, and parents, and wants things to change. At a recent school board meeting, several members of the public accused the superintendent of not providing resources to Alaska Native faculty. A picture circulated of a cultural coordinator working on the floor because her office had no furniture. So far, Lowgy has not answered any of her critics in public. Since December 10th, she's declined or not responded to KRBD's interview requests. The criticism comes as the superintendent is due for an evaluation by Ketchikan's school board. Lowgy's contract is up for renewal in 18 months. Under the terms of her contract, the district could terminate her employment with good cause without paying an up to $145,000 severance. Tribal Council President Norman Scan issued a statement to KRBD saying the council respects the school board and looks forward to further dialogue. It should be noted that his wife, Sonia Scan, serves on the school board. The Tribal Council says it's the first time in its 80-year history that it's written a letter expressing no confidence in a Ketchikan public servant. The only Tribal Council member who did not sign the letter is an employee of the school district. Ketchikan's school board president declined to immediately comment. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.